Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Reveling in a Steeler win yesterday, I think the upshot of all this is I'm convinced that they can compete in the AFC. Not a prediction, mind you. In fact, my AFC power rankings, teams most likely to go to the Super Bowl, goes Kansas City 1, although I think they're more vulnerable than they've been. Buffalo 2, Baltimore 3, Steelers 4, Chargers 5. Bob, what's your top five chance to go to the Super Bowl rankings in the AFC?
Well, as I discussed, and I will say this again, I think Buffalo right now is the team that I look at as the team that has the most depth. Trade for Cooper will help them immeasurably. They have two of the best young tight ends in the game, I think, and Josh Allen is a game changer for me. So I'm going to go him and them first. I'm going to put Kansas City, and I agree, they're vulnerable, but they have this way of still winning games. They know how to win games. That's very valuable. I think Washington needs to learn how to win games. Yesterday was one of them they could have put away. So that's a big experience factor they have. Plus, they'll be playing at home most likely, so they're two. I put the Steelers ahead of the Ravens. Steelers 3, Ravens 4, and then the Texans 5. I think the Steelers and their defense will have a lot to say about how this thing works.
I think the quarterback has changed everything. Do we have that quote before we dive into the report card, "O Limitless Wonder," from Bill Cowher, and how he feels about this group now that Russell Wilson has arrived and sort of established himself in three games here with a 106 passer rating, six touchdowns, one interception that was basically a punt, and has just sort of unlocked something that has really been locked since Ben's maybe third last year, really, when you look at it. Let's hear what Cowher had to say.
I don't think there's any question. I think he made the switch. I think he would have started with Russell to begin with. I think it was a blessing in disguise, to be quite honest with you. Mm. I think what Justin gave them in those first four games was the fact that they offensive line wasn't coming together. They weren't gelling. They were trying to still fill each other out. Justin was buying them time. They were doing things with his legs that Russell can't do. Mm. But you just knew that there was a ceiling there with that. I think there's no ceiling now with Russ.
There's no ceiling now with Russ. I agree. And if I'm a Steeler fan, I'm really, really heartened by the knowledge that I think for the first time in several years, they're a legitimate contender. So even if they lose a couple, and they will because the schedule's brutal, and obviously it would be preferable to win the division, but even if they lose a few, even if they go, 5-3 or something in these next eight games, I'm still feeling like it's going to take a lot of evidence to get me off the spot of they can beat anybody in the AFC. They can.
Mm-hmm. No, they can. And, you know, that's something that they believe. I think if you saw the end of the game and the reaction to the 4th-and-1 drawing the Commanders offside, all of them were in this. It's like one team.
A new energy. Yeah, it really is.
Something about it made me think this team is really galvanizing and they believe in one another, and they also know one group has to pick up another group from time to time, just as they did after the Jalen Warren fumble. They the defense knew it had to come up with a three and out. Now, Daniels missed an open receiver, by the way, on that third down play. He had somebody, I think it was Luke McCaffrey, but I'm not sure. I don't know who was
it
on.
It was. He might have run for a 90-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he might have. And that's always
Cam Sutton was trailing on the play. But so, Cam Sutton also made a good play yesterday.
He did. But my point is they did what they had to do.
Yeah.
And got the ball back to them, and then the offense finished the deal.
We were just wondering the other day after that Ravens-Bengals game, could the Steelers compete in a game like that, a shootout? Maybe they can now with Russell. And what do you know? 2 days later, 3 days later, they're in one with Jaden Daniels, and he wins it at the end with an unbelievable throw. Let's get to Ray's report card, Bob. You can check in here, 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. can check in with City Limits there in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo gives Russell Wilson a B. Ray is a very, very hard grader, a teacher that a lot of people feel is not giving them a fair shake on their report cards, quite frankly, Ron. And that's why a lot of
people just called me Ron.
Did I?
Did you hear that?
Did I really do that?
Oh, I heard it.
You did. I can't believe you called me Ron.
I don't know why I thought of Ron. I love you too.
Okay.
He gives him a B, Bob. That's tough. That's tough for me. You go first, though. Your grade for Russ. Did I say Ron again?
I don't know, but now you're freaking me out here.
Okay.
So I have to.
I know. I'm freaked out.
So what I would say to you is I would give him an A because of the final throw, mostly. I thought he had a good day, but I also thought he left some stuff. I don't think they attacked the middle of the field as much as they should, although one of his best throws was that big 34-yarder to Pickens in between four people. So, A, mostly because he came up with clutch plays when he needed to make clutch plays. So, A.
I mean, I'll go A minus. You know, he had some rough moments. I'll admit that. But as I pointed out in my column today, I mentioned the only people ahead of him on all-time fourth-quarter comebacks are people like Ben, Brady, Manning, Unitas Marino. For most of those guys, I can name off the top of my head games I remember where they didn't do hardly anything for 3.5 quarters. And then they were great at the end. I mean, isn't that what matters? Ben's a great example. The Super Bowl against the Cardinals. He didn't have a great game that day, but he sure had a great ending, and that gives him an A for that one. What do you do when the game is on the line? Russell Wilson led his team on not one, but two potential winning drives. The one, through no fault of his own, ended with a fumble at the goal line, so he just turned around, did it again, and made an unbelievable throw. Come on, Ray. He's got to be in the A range. Bob, I give him an A minus.
Okay.
Limits?
I give him a B plus. I mean, he did complete, only half of his throws?
Who cares?
There were some moments, but when the moments mattered most, Russell Wilson performed very well. And that's why I add on that extra plus, and I think Ray should have gave him a plus too.
Why not in the A range, Limits? He won the game. They scored 27 points. They would have scored more if not for a fumble, maybe. I just don't understand your reasoning.
Well, I mean, I think you have to be, really efficient as a quarterback to be able to gain that type of A rating. And, I mean, the running game, I think, at times did well. Good performance from George Pickens, acrobatic catch. I mean, it deserves a high grading, like an 89, maybe an 89.5. Maybe it should be rounded up to a 90.
There you go, Bob. I like that. Running backs, Ray gave them a C, Bob. He's going to hear from their parents. Well, they don't like that report card.
If you looked at the box score and just saw yardage, like, for example, this is how it could be different. You watched the game yesterday, Joe. I watched the game. Everyone here watches the game. If I had told you at the end of this game that Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt would have combined for zero tackles, what would you have thought?
Zero tackles?
Zero.
Tackles?
According on the list.
Holy bird milk.
My point is they're going to do stuff to take certain guys away. Highsmith had a sack that was called off because of a penalty, which I thought was a cheap one. But stats can be misleading. Mm-hmm. So their stats as a running group weren't all that great. I think Harris averaged 2.5, but he still strikes me as a hard runner a lot. So I'm going to give it a better grade than the C. I'm going to say B minus.
I give him a B. I think they actually had a decent day. I mean, all things considered, that's a really good defensive line they were going up against for Washington. I mean, Washington's defense, I didn't think it was that good, but in this game, performed pretty well. I was surprised. Quiddy Payne, really good player on the defensive line for them. So, about B for the running backs.
I don't know. I really like the way Warren played. I think sometimes the other guys make a play. I suppose that play could have been whistled dead at the goal line. I mean, he was giving maximum 100% effort. I don't even think he was careless with the ball. Sometimes they make a play. I thought he was great yesterday, myself. You know, what did they run for? How many yards in the end?
Again, Harris averaged just 2.5. That's very deceiving to me because there were some hard runs in there.
But I agree with you. He was running some people over, getting 1 or 2 yards where he should have got none.
It's a deceiving total. Just
I give him a B.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. Receivers get an A from Ray. Agreed, everybody?
Agreed.
Williams, again, on the Williams catch, I compare it to the famous John Stallworth catch in the Super Bowl against the Rams. And if you've played, you know, baseball, football at any level, you know, if you're running back for a ball, it's way easier if the ball comes over your inside shoulder, you reach up and get it. When it goes over your head to your opposite shoulder and you're looking up there, go look at that play again. If you're at home or when you get home today, look at that play again from the end zone angle if you can. And that was a great catch. The adjustment he made midair, looking at the ball coming over his head to his opposite shoulder, Bob, and he corralled it. And it was a tough one to corral, and he almost didn't when you look at it.
It's hard to locate a ball like that. You know? I mean, it is.
Great throw, great catch, great decision. Yes, an A. Offensive line, Ray gives them a C+. Bob, I was watching Broderick Jones. I thought he was pretty good.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
What do you give him?
I really like the play of Frazier coming back from injury. I thought McCormick was outstanding. Broderick had his ups and downs. Dan Moore silently very consistent. I'd give him a B. B-.
I'd give him a B.
Again, I expect more numbers, but overall I thought they did a pretty good job of keeping Russell Wilson upright, making plays available down the field.
At least one of the sacks was a coverage sack. I know that. I didn't see people getting beat cleanly left and right. I didn't think the run blocking was great by any means, but they did run for 55 yards in the fourth quarter when it mattered. The one drive was all running. So I thought they were pretty good. I give them a B. Wonder Twin?
I think they should get a B-. I mean, really close to getting just a standard B. They performed better than I think people are giving them credit for. Broderick Jones has had a lot of bad moments and lapses in judgment, but he was good against Washington, and getting Zach Frazier back made a difference.
I still don't get that holding call on Zach Frazier. The flag comes in
It was thrown by the guy who was way down the field.
What did he see?
How can he not?
And then you watch the play again, and where's the holding? It was very, very odd, that one. Defensive line, on a day when Watt and Highsmith were quiet, Hayward showed up with 2 sacks. Commanders held in check on the ground. He gives them a B, so why not an A? Ray is very, very difficult sometimes.
That's an A for me, an easy A.
I think he's taking out resentments on some of his old Keystone Oaks teachers. Do you agree?
No, I don't.
Why is he so harsh on
these
grades?
I don't know, but in that group, I thought that grouping, Ogunjobi made a couple of plays out of the blue. I thought Benton was very good. He saved a touchdown on one of them. That could have been. I think give that group an A.
Limits, do you think that Ray is carrying out some unexpressed rage from his childhood here?
I think there are a lot of things that happen in the classroom that the parents are not aware of that Ray will not share and divulge, and maybe that's why the grades are so low.
Bob, those things can have an effect for a lifetime. I remember in fourth grade, Mrs. Herman singled me out and said, "Joe Starkey, you belong in a diaper." And my face turned very red, and that was scarring. Ron had a situation in the middle of a class. I don't know if he ever told you, where he had to recite some story and read it in front of the class, and his knees were shaking in maybe third grade, and some kid in the crowd pointed out that Ron's knees were shaking. And I think that shaped Ron's entire life, and maybe still does. So I'm wondering about Ray. Did you have a shaping experience in elementary school where perhaps you were singled out by a teacher or a fellow student and felt shame?
No.
Limits, did you?
Oh, yeah. There were a couple of different instances. You know, I went to Catholic grade school, so the teachers were not afraid to yell at you if you did something or if there was something to yell about.
Bob, What did you think of Mrs. Herman saying I belonged in a diaper?
I see some potential validity for that based on what I see now. So maybe she was accurate. I don't know. You shouldn't have taken it the wrong way.
Oh, no. That's just the whole class looking back at me after the teacher said that in fourth grade. I find it hard to believe that you didn't have one of those, Bob. You were never humiliated in a class in any way?
I don't remember anything that stuck out to me. I was always very... I tried to be as friendly as I could to everyone in our class and everyone in our room, homeroom, whatever room, you know.
Right.
So I don't remember, no.
Limits, what was your... what was your scarring experience? Let's hear one of them.
I remember we did a study session, and the teacher was giving us like all the notes that we were supposed to study for. Like we were naturally all writing them down. And the teacher called me out for whatever reason for writing down the notes as to what was going on. You're not supposed to be writing that down. And I was like, then why are you giving them to us to study?
You said that?
I did, like, hesitantly under my breath. And the teacher did not like that.
Bob, I think limits went too far there.
Probably.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think, well, today if you did that, it would be a whole different story. You know? You could have done it back then. People were willing to listen.
It wasn't that long ago. He's only 23
years
old.
That's right. You are young.
Like, it was like...
That's correct.
Last week.
That's why you have a better memory. I can't remember back in those, if any kind of those experience happens.
Point being that for some reason, Ray is being extra harsh this week after a big win. Linebackers get a B-, Bob. How about that?
I thought Patrick Queen was very good, and I thought the other guys, you know, commanded attention, which made it available for the defensive line to make plays the way they did. So, you know, one connects to the other. It's like the tailbone's connected to the hip bone, connected to this bone, that bone. It works as a team, 11 guys, and functions that way. So if one group is having success, it's somewhat traceable to others, you know, doing their job, even though you don't get the kind of statistical backup to know what they're doing. So I would give the linebackers a B+.
You know, I had a lot of really nice teachers, but I think Patrick Queen might have been the best student of the day on defense. He performed very well, whether it was shedding off blocks, which we've talked about, he doesn't do too much, reading plays. He was everywhere, and every hit that he delivered seemed like it was violent.
Yeah, I really
I'll tell you who's more
noticeable.
Violent than him is Deshaun Elliott. That dude is always making violent
people.
Hits.
Yeah, he's really fun.
Form tackles.
It is kind of unbelievable that Watt and Highsmith didn't get a tackle between them, and yet I felt like Highsmith was all over the place. That's what just my eyes were telling me. And then Watt, when it came time to win the game, Watt basically drew a holding penalty in the end zone. It should have been called. It should have been 2 points for the Steelers. And then I think it was third down or was it second down, right before the controversial spot that basically ended the game, they decided it would be a great idea to single block him there of all places. And of course, he gets to Jaden Daniels and not basically deflects the ball right out of his hands. Remember that play, Bob?
Yep. Did you ever think of that when my first thought when they had the ball after Warren fumbled was they're going to take a safety. They're just going to run out of the end zone and take a safety, which would allow them to kick the ball from the 20 and maybe give Pittsburgh worse field position to deal with.
I did not think
because
of that.
Because the 2 points wouldn't have mattered one way or the other. You still needed a touchdown if you're the Steelers.
Well, they should have gotten a safety. Who knows? Maybe it's a blessing they didn't get a safety. All right. Linebackers, I give a B, too. I thought there was enough plays at winning time to justify that. The secondary is a different story. To me, the secondary did not have a great day. Joey Porter Jr. in particular had a rough one. Ray gives them a C. I'm going to give them... I'm going to give them a C-, Bob, although also they made some big plays late. Minka had a big tackle. I forget who it was. Was it McLaurin right before the first down marker?
But he also made a play that allowed McLaurin to go 54 yards. He came up and missed.
But somebody ran him down, too.
Porter.
Was that Porter?
That was an inside route. Porter lost. He got beat inside, and then he had to track him down after that.
I give him a C-.
I give him a C- also.
They definitely deserve a C-. Other than Deshaun Elliott, I mean, Joey Porter Jr., was that his worst game as a pro?
Yeah. Special teams, C. A lot happened. They got a punt. Muff and recovered it. And they also had the fake fake punt that didn't turn out so well, even though I think it was a great call. Overall, they gave us some kick returns, too. I'm going to go with Ray with a C here, Bob.
I think B is a good call. I like what they were doing. I mean, you're right. The kick returns, we saw more in this game than we had in the previous 3 weeks.